Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Louisiana gardeners often use containers of tender tropical plants on decks, patios, porches, and in courtyards. They provide color and beauty through the summer season. These plants thrive in the outdoor conditions, but since they cannot withstand freezing temperatures, we've got to protect them over the winter. Now, you may move them inside on freezing nights as needed, and then put them back out again outside, or you may choose to bring them inside for the entirety of the winter. Lots of people do this, and it's less trouble than moving them in and out. One of the most difficult problems these plants must deal with when they're brought inside is the sudden reduction in the amount of light they are accustomed to receiving. Plants use light as their source of energy to create the food they need to live and grow. When their light is suddenly and greatly reduced, it's as if they were put on a starvation diet. It's a good idea to move your outdoor tropicals to a very shaded location a couple of weeks or so before you intend to move them indoors. Acclimating them to lower light conditions helps them to adjust to the reduced light levels available in most homes when you bring them inside. Now, before you bring them inside, in addition to putting them in a really shady spot for a while, clean the outside of the containers. Use a damp cloth or a brush and water. If needed, you can add a little soap to the water, but make sure you don't get that solution into the soil. Remove dust and debris from the foliage and where the leaves join the stems. Hose down the plant thoroughly, and then wipe the foliage with a clean, soft, damp cloth. Groom the plants while you're at it. Remove all of the dead or yellow foliage, any old flower stalks, and dead or injured branches or stems. Now, you may be tempted to repot plants. They oftentimes get pot-bound over the summer, but don't repot plants immediately prior to moving them indoors. It just means moving them in a bigger pot inside. At this point, I just wait until spring, and if they need repotting, I'd repot them then. Double-check your plants. They may have gotten infested with some sort of insects while they were spending some time outside. As a precaution, you can spray your plants with a light horticultural oil, like year-round spray oil or all-seasons spray oil. Spray thoroughly to coat all the surfaces of the plant, including under the leaves. And this will take care of insects like aphids, white flies, scale, thrips, and spider mites as well. In addition, the light oil spray leaves a nice shine on the foliage that looks attractive when you bring them inside. Once these plants are moved inside for the winter as houseplants, they'll likely need to be watered less often. Feel the soil regularly with your finger and water when the soil begins to feel dry, but before the plants actually begin to wilt. Now, do watch your watering. Plants will succumb to root rot if you water too often and keep them too wet. So make sure you check this before you water your plants by feeling the soil. During the winter, speaking of watering, water coming out of the faucets can be decidedly cold. So when filling up your watering can at the tap, mix hot water in with the cold water until the temperature feels just tepid or barely warm, and then water your plants with that. Do a good job of taking care of your container plants indoors over the winter, and they'll be in great shape to move back outside to beautify your outdoor areas next spring. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.